Hello, this is Pastor Dan Hall of First Baptist Church of Moravia, your pastor for the day. The Christmas season is well upon us, and this is a time of celebration, a time to celebrate the fact that God humbled himself and became a man. He became a man so that he could die and bear the punishment for sin upon himself on the cross. And we certainly want to take the time during this season to celebrate God's infinite love and his gift of salvation. But Christmas is not only a season of celebration, it is a season for proclamation. It is a season for proclaiming the good news that God sent his one and only Son into the world to be the way of salvation for a lost world. The Christmas story would be incomplete if it were only about the birth of Christ. No, the birth of Christ is surrounded by proclamations. It began with the angel Gabriel's proclamation to Zacharias concerning the birth of John the Baptist. Gabriel said that he would have joy and gladness and rejoice at his birth. The angel Gabriel also spoke to the Virgin Mary. He announced to her that she would bear a son, and that he would be great and called the Son of the Most High. This announcement brought Mary great joy and reason to rejoice as she told her relative Elizabeth, "My soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." And to the shepherds tending their flocks in the fields after Jesus' birth, an angel of the Lord appeared to them and proclaimed, "I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." I love those two little words, "for you." Christ was born for you, and Jesus Christ died for you. He died and took your punishment so that your sins are forgiven, and that is certainly good news. And now, especially during this Christmas season when the focus is on Christ and opportunities to share Christ with others are particularly high, believers in Christ are called to proclaim the good news of the gift of salvation in Jesus Christ alone. Romans 6:23 says, "For the free gift of God is eternal life." And just as the apostles were charged with going out into the world, proclaiming the forgiveness of sins through faith in Jesus Christ, we too, Jesus' disciples, are called to proclaim that good news as well. I pray you have a blessed Christmas season of joy and gladness and rejoicing as you not only celebrate God's love and grace through the birth of Christ, but that you would also proclaim the gift of eternal life to a lost world as well. This is Pastor Dan Hull of First Baptist Church of Moravia, your pastor for the day, wishing you a Merry Christmas.